Good morning, guys. I'm going to shoot a quick episode this morning before I head into work. And I just want to briefly talk about something that I actually saw last night from Tory Lanez, believe it or not. He's a hip-hop rapper artist that has gone, really reached a good amount of fame in the past few years. With his latest album, I believe it's called Chicks Tape 5. A lot of you probably know who he is. But I was watching a video of him, and he was being interviewed by 106 FM, I believe, somewhere. And one of the things he said was this, and he goes that right before you are about to achieve your goal, right before you are about to achieve manifest the desire that you have so passionately have been working towards, the universe is going to try to make you quit. And I don't want to get too esoteric in here, but this is a common theme or a pattern that you can notice, or you hear a lot of successful people talking about. It's almost like this this point of inflection, or this sort of thing where it's almost, the universe is almost looking at you, and this is from a metaphorical place where I'm talking from, but it's looking at you and it's saying, okay, do you really want this? Like, how bad do you want this? And what are you willing to do to get this? And it's going to make you feel like you want to quit right before it hands you everything you've ever asked for, okay? And I really mean that, okay? And in terms of manifestation in this life, you really can pretty much have anything you ask for. But the question is are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to believe in yourself? Are you willing to allow it to happen? Are you willing to, you know, do all of the things necessary for that to manifest? So yeah, I really just wanted to touch briefly on this because, believe it or not, it's very personal to me and where I am right now. You know, there's a lot of struggles that I'm going through. I've set some very audacious and bodacious goals for 2020. And, you know, there's some days where I look at what I'm doing every day on a day in and day out, and it seems it can be difficult. And what I focus on is I focus on just putting my head down and doing the best that I can and controlling what I can and delivering on high quality results oriented action, knowing that when I pick my head back up in a month, 2 months, I'm going to be a lot further along, okay? And some days I feel like quitting, and I just keep pushing, because that is how, I really believe that is how success can manifest, if you just keep going, because the universe yields to persistence. You know, there are talented people all over the place. I mean, just look at the people in your life that you see talent. You know, I look at my family, my friends, you know, my coworkers, and I see this talent pool. Like, it's unheard of how much talent, you know, that I see in people. And just because you have talent, you know, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know, it's a matter of persistence. It's a matter of, what are you going to do with that talent? What are you going to make of yourself? What are you going to make of your brand? What are you going to make of your business? What are you going to make of your relationships with people? You know, and how are you going to use that talent to create something? And it could be a million different things for a million different people. Some people just are happy with a 40-hour week job, and that's fine. You know, and that's the way that they feel their talent is being delivered into this world. And if that's you, great. For me, I feel personally that I can do a little bit more than that. And I plan on delivering more than that. You know, I plan on reaching a larger audience than just the audience I have with my clients. I plan on, you know, delivering in more skill sets than just being a sales consultant, you know. But you are the one that ultimately decides what you're going to do with that potential and that talent. And it's not enough to just have the talent. You know, there's a lot of people that, there's a lot of people out there that are not as good as you doing the things that you want to do, simply because they've taken the initiative to say, no, this is what I want, and I'm going to go get it. And the universe yields to that. You know, the universe yields to persistence. People who refuse to give up are handed what they want. So guys, with that being said, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, go get what you want. You know, be very clear. Set aside some time this morning to write down your goals before you get it busy. You know, instead of just waking right up and jumping right into your day, take a moment of silence to reflect on, you know, what you've been doing the past couple weeks and what you can change headed into, you know, the rest of this week. So yeah, I just wanted to really reflect on that. You know, guys, the universe yields to persistence. So thank you so much. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're struggling to find the link, you can go to TaylorJones_official. That's TaylorJones_official. Click the Linktree link in my bio and then click on the subscribe to podcast link. Please, guys, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review. Share with your friend or someone that you think needs to hear this, okay? Because we do not need any more quitters in this world. Okay, we got enough quitters. It's time we respect and value commitment and sticking true to our decisions, okay? So tag somebody in this post, send this to somebody, share this link with someone who needs to hear this, okay? Thank you guys so much, and until next time on the Taylor Jones Podcast.